Humanitarian workers say the temporary halts to military operation by Israel in Gaza is a welcome first step that needs to go even further. The Israeli forces have announced they'll be making 3-day pauses in their movements around the enclave to allow for emergency treatment to be provided to children with polio. The World Health Organization says there's an outbreak of the disease in Gaza that could spread to other regions if not treated immediately. The peak health body has announced a 3-phase rollout of 640,000 vaccinations in the enclave starting from the 1st of September. Executive Director of Doctors Without Borders Australia, Jennifer Tierney, tells SBS a permanent ceasefire is necessary to address the full scale of the health crisis in Gaza.
These 3-day pauses are welcome as a means to be able to execute the vaccination campaign. However, they are the absolute tip of the iceberg on the humanitarian medical needs. And a ceasefire and a permanent ceasefire is needed to be able to restore hospital facilities, to be able to set clean water back up, to set up homes for people, to be able to give them shelter, to be able to rebuild the infrastructure, to be able to deliver appropriate medical care.